Hi, it's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we've got another Abbott and Costello comedy for you. It's called In Society, one of their very successful movies from the war years. It has a very familiar plot, where the guys and a friend are mistaken for upper-class types and are invited to a gathering of rich socialites. But the movie works very well. This was made after the guys had been off-screen for a year, as Lou recovered from a serious bout of rheumatic fever and the accidental death of his son. They'd been loaned out to MGM for Lost in a Harem, but their home studio of Universal wanted to get their money-making team on screen fast, so this was filmed at a pretty rapid production, to the point to where they actually borrowed footage for the final chase from the 1941 W.C. Fields movie, Never Give a Sucker an Even Break. Now, I've never seen that movie, but I really should check it out. Of course, back in the pre-home video days, it was easier to get away with using stock footage like that. Now, during the script-writing phase, Lou suggested adding a variation of the old Flugel Street vaudeville routine. The result is the Bagel Street scene, one of the movie's highlights. Now, the cast includes Thomas Gomez as the bad guy. He played a lot of bad guys in movies, but you may remember him as a good guy who gets murdered in the first online classic movie presentation we had, a little over a year ago, Abbott Costello's comedy mystery Whodunit. The cast also includes Arthur Treacher as Pips, the butler. Earlier, in 1936, he played Jeeves the butler opposite David Niven as Bertie Wooster, so that's a bit of typecasting there. Now, behind the camera, this was Abbott Costello's first movie with director Gene Yarborough. He'd direct four more movies for them, as well as many episodes of their TV series. And two of the pretty catchy songs in this movie were composed by Vic Mizzi. Now, he's better known for his TV themes, especially two of the best ones, The Addams Family and Green Acres. Now, in addition to the movie, we also have a bonus Warner Brothers cartoon. It's called Bugs' Bonnets, and it features Bugs, Elmer Fudd, and a lot of hats. And I don't think any of them were made by the Susquehanna Hat Company. Oh, one more thing not movie-related. Starting on Monday, the library will be open on Wednesday nights until 8 o'clock. And we're going to start limited indoor seating, including in our study rooms. We're not up to full capacity just yet, but give us time. Now please don't forget to pass along your comments and suggestions. You can post them on our Facebook page. You can call us at 908-754-7885. Or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can look up a list of our previous presentations on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, thanks very much for watching and for listening, and we hope you enjoy today's movies. And now from Warner Brothers in 1956, here's Bugs' Bonnets. And from Universal in 1944, here's In Society.